May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya rasul allah
as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya rasul allah
wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habib allah
wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habib allah
as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya nabiy allah
as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya nabiy allah
wa ala alika wa ashabika ya nur allah
wa ala alika wa ashabika ya nur allah.
Welcome back, viewers of Madani channel. Those of you who joined us for the very first time and you don't know about this program, this is that program where we actually give you spiritual cures, spiritual remedies in regards to any type of problem, difficulty, illness, any type of problems. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
Mashallah, welcome back.
Ala kulli hal. Jazakallah.
Subhanallah. Blessed. That's all I can say. Blessed, mashallah. We'd like to introduce one of the blessings of reciting durood and salam upon the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The final prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said that whoever recites salat upon me 3 times in the morning and evening out of love and yearning for me, Allah Almighty will forgive the sins he committed during that day and during that night. Sallu alal habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sajib, are you ready?
Inshallah.
Ji. Question. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have been suffering from indigestion for a long time. After eating food, I start getting long, sour and bitter burps. And the food does not digest properly. Please, can you tell me some spiritual remedy for this? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Please tell me such a religious practice, some form of amal, that by reciting it, I may receive unmatched sustenance, i.e. blessings in my rizq. May Allah Almighty grant me so much provision that I do not remain dependent on anyone in this world. I would be very grateful if you can give me something in regards to this. I did have some messages in regards to istikhara requests. I'll just add them into the assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My code word is Job. My son's name is, and he's 21. I won't mention the name because you've given us a code word. My son's name is, he's 21 years old. His father's name is, and his mother's name. The father's name is not required for further, for future reference. Mother's name is required for the istikhara. The father's name is not required, but you've sent it anyway, never mind. He struggled to get a job for nearly 2 years. Then he got one. Only did it for 3 months and then lost this too. Please, can you do istikhara and give us some ruhani ilaj? Jazakallahu khaira. So code word is Job. So do watch out for the code word, inshallah. Once the istikhara is performed, then that code word Job will be mentioned. And from that, inshallah, hope that you understand that this is the istikhara reply for your istikhara. Another istikhara I'll introduce into the program, and then inshallah, I think Sajid Bhai should be ready for us to give us the spiritual cures as well. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Code word is mom, and you've sent me the name and you've also sent me the mother's name. And the problem you're mentioning is that she is not talking to her mother. Can you please do istikhara just in case somebody has done something? You okay? So I've got the code word. Inshallah, the code word will be mentioned. Do watch out for the reply for the istikhara, inshallah. Ji, Sajid Bhai.
Yes, sir. The first question was about wazifa regarding indigestion problem. We pray to Allah Almighty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove your illness, grant you complete health, well-being and a long life filled with goodness and blessings. Amen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resolve all the issue related to your stomach and digestive health. Dear brother, please take special care of your diet and try to avoid fast food and fatty foods and foods prepared outside the home. Although such foods may taste good, they can be harm to you, to the stomach and overall digestive system. So therefore, kindly refrain from them as much as possible and eat simple home-cooked meals. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will notice significant improvement and your stomach will feel lighter and healthier, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Here is a beautiful wazifa Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhu al-Aliyah has given us. It is a Quranic verse and the reference is para number 29, Surah Mursalat, ayat number 43 and 44. The one suffering from indigestion should recite the following Quranic verses and then blow on his hands and pass his hands on his abdomen. Likewise, he should recite the same verses and blow on his food before eating. Insha'Allahul Kareem, indigestion will be cured. Blessed ayats are Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Kulu washrabu hani'an bima kuntum ta'malun, inna kadhalika najzil muhsinin. Kulu washrabu hani'an bima kuntum ta'malun, inna kadhalika najzil muhsinin. Kulu washrabu hani'an bima kuntum ta'malun, inna kadhalika najzil muhsinin. Translation: they will be told, eat and drink with pleasure the reward of your deeds. Indeed, this is how we reward the righteous. Para number 29.
Yeah, that's fine.
Surah Al-Mursalat, ayat number 43 and 44.
Yeah, please mention it to the viewers, inshallah.
Kulu washrabu hani'an bima kuntum ta'malun, inna kadhalika najzil muhsinin.
The reference, if you mention just the reference, which is the surah name and the...
Surah name is Surah Al-Mursalat, ayat number 43 and 44, para number 29.
Subhanallah. So chapter 29, Surah Al-Mursalat.
Ji. Ayat number 43 and 44.
Ayat number 43 and 44.
44,
43 and 44, inshallah. So inshallah, act upon this, inshallah, if Allah wills, then inshallah, you will be cured from this indigestion problem.
Problem, inshallah.
Ji.
And the second one regarding sustenance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless your halal income, increase your sustenance and make it easy for you to earn. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove all difficulties from your path and put barakat in your wealth.
Ameen.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the desire to do more good deeds and keep our focus on the hereafter. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. A unique invocation to blessings in sustenance. A companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu once humbly said, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the world has turned its back to me. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, do you not remember the tasbih, which is the tasbih of angels and all creation, by virtue of which sustenance is given at the break of dawn, i.e. Subh Sadiq, recite this tasbih 100 times. And the tasbih is Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahi al-Azim, wa bihamdihi astaghfirullah. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahi al-Azim, wa bihamdihi astaghfirullah. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, wa bihamdihi astaghfirullah. The word will come to you disgraced. The companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu then left. After some time he came again and humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the word came to me so abundantly that I am astonished where to pick it up and where to put it. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat Maulana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman has said, the recitation of this tasbih should be done at the break of dawn. otherwise before Fajr. When the Jamaat of Fajr starts, one should join it and then complete the number after the Jamaat. The day when it is not recited before Salah, it can be recited before sunrise.
In regards to the istikhara that we requested, code word job. Code word job, the istikhara has been performed. The indication in the istikhara is of a test, bhakti azmaish. So nobody's doing anything, there's no evil eye or anything like that. So not to worry, I'll give you a spiritual cure in regards to this. After Salatul Asr, you recite Ya Wakilu, Ya Wakilu, Ya Wakilu 7 times with Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam before and after. And keep doing this until purpose is fulfilled, inshallah. The second istikhara request, which was requested, code word was mum. Code word is mum. So if this is your istikhara, I'm about to give you the reply for the istikhara. The indication in the istikhara was of evil eye. So a spiritual cure in regards to this, La ilaha illallahu, La ilaha illallahu, La ilaha illallahu 60 times with Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before and after, and you can perform them upon yourself as well, inshallah. So that's the istikhara request. We still have time. Okay, we move on to some more questions that we've received. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I do business of sale and purchase, so buys and sells. So the brother is mentioning that he's got a business of buying and selling, and very often I do get deceived. So because of this, my business is suffering heavy losses. If you can kindly tell me such a supplication or some kind of practice that by reciting or by doing, I may be protected from any type of fraud or deception in any of the business dealings that I may undertake. Gee, inshallah, we'll give you something for this, inshallah. Sajid, have you got that?
Gee.
There's one coming to my mind as well. But let's see if it's the same one that Sajid Bhai is going to give to you. Gee, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My weight has increased a lot. I have greatly reduced my food intake and have also stopped eating outside food, i.e. fast food. Despite this, my weight is not decreasing. And my weight is not going down. Kindly, can you suggest some spiritual remedy? May Allah Almighty reward you with goodness. SubhanAllah, inshallah. Sajid Bhai will give you something in regards to weight loss. I will take the opportunity and recommend, Alhamdulillah, our Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnah, the founder of Dawat Islami, Alhamdulillah, I've written upon this subject as well. Vazan kam karne ka tarika. If you do have the Dawat Islami bookshop in your locality, then do visit Maktabatul Madina. And if for any reason there isn't one in your locality, not to worry, go onto the Dawat Islami website, www.dawateislami.net, and go onto the book section and do the search for it. Inshallah, it will come there and you'll be able to either read it online or you can free download as well and share with family and friends as well. So I do recommend that you read that booklet. There is another bigger book, which is Peet Ka Kufle Madina. And I think there was another booklet as well, similar name. But I think when you put the title in regards to weight loss, I think you'll get the option. They'll all come up. I'll include another istikhara request. We are coming close to our segment time as well, so do hang tight for that as well. Code word I've been given is family. Code word is family. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I would like to do istikhara for the following person. Name and mother's name. Okay, so they're included. He's always very angry, bad mood swings towards the family. When he's in this scenario, he feels like a totally different person. Behaves really bad towards family members. Please perform his istikhara. Inshallah, we'll perform the istikhara. Once the istikhara is performed, the code word that you have mentioned will be mentioned. So do watch out for that. Jee, Sajid Bhai, are you ready for that?
Jee, inshallah. In the first question, someone asked a wazifa for protection from fraud. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and the strength to earn and consume only halal sustenance.
Ameen.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the evil of bad people and the harm of enemies. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also keep us safe from deceivers and dishonest people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our halal wealth, protect it, and place abundant barakat in it. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. A very powerful wazifa for protection from fraud. A companion in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that he was deceived in buying and selling. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, when you buy and sell, say La Khilaba, La Khilaba, La Khilaba, i.e. do not be deceived. So that's what he used to say. For every task, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills will happen. If you are going out to buy or sell anything, like a shop, house, goods, cars, etc., keep reciting La Khilaba, La Khilaba, La Khilaba on the way. You will achieve success, insha'Allahul Kareem. If you recite 100 times daily, La Khilaba, 100 times daily, with Durood-e-Pak at the beginning and end, the pending work will be completed by the grace of Allah Almighty.
SubhanAllah. I'll stop you there, Sajid Bhai. It's now time for our segment of the day, today's spiritual cure. Sallu ala al-habib
sallallahu
ala Muhammad.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. So today's spiritual cure is a beautiful spiritual cure in regards to protection of the eyesight. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So it mentions that after you've performed the 5 daily prayers, so you do this with each daily prayer. So after you've performed the 5 daily prayers, then you will recite Ya Nuru, Ya Nuru, Ya Nuru 11 times. But before you start this recitation, Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before and after, remember, and you'll hold your breath whilst placing your hand or your palm of your hand on your forehead like this, and you'll hold your breath. Obviously, if I hold my breath now, I can't recite it, but you'll hold your breath and you'll recite Ya Nuru 11 times. Ya Nuru, Ya Nuru, Ya Nuru, like this 11 times. Once you perform the recitation 11 times, then that held breath that you had, you'll blow upon your fingertips like so, and then you'll rub your finger the fingertips upon your eyes, inshallah azawajal. And you will do this after each salah. So with each after this recitation of each salah, so all 5 salahs, you'll perform this, and inshallah azawajal, by doing this regularly, if you make this a daily practice, then inshallah azawajal, your eyesight will be protected. And if your eyesight has become weak, then inshallah azawajal, it will improve, it will become sharp again, insha'Allah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah, what a beautiful spiritual cure there in regards to protection of the eyesight. Very simple, Ya Nuru, Ya Nuru, Ya Nuru 11 times. And obviously the method was, explain to yourself, put this into practice generally for the protection of your eyesight. And if your eyesight has become weak and you've started wearing glasses, then put this into practice, inshallah, and your eyesight will stop deteriorating. And inshallah, if Allah wills, it will also improve as well. Jee Sajid Bhai, back to you. The spiritual cure. Right?
Jee, inshallah. So the second question was regarding a wazifa for obesity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with good health, help you overcome obesity, and reward all of your efforts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make your weight loss journey easy and successful. Along with making dua and reciting wazaif, it is important to follow medical advice and maintain a healthy diet and lifestyle. Insha'Allahul Kareem, you will see good results. Here is a beautiful spiritual cure for obesity. Recite Surah Al-Fatiha. Surah Al-Fatiha 7 times daily with blessed Durood-e-Pak on the last Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, once before and once after it, and then perform dam onto the water and then drink it. Someone else can also recite and blow onto the water for you. Perform this practice daily for at least 40 consecutive days. So Surah Al-Fatiha 7 times with Rud-e Pak, once before and once after it, and perform them on the water and drink it daily for 40 days.
Subhanallah. So there's no fixed time?
No fixed time.
Just you need to do it once daily.
Once daily.
Inshallah, for at least a duration of 40 days. Subhanallah. 40 days. What a beautiful wazifa. Subhanallah. There might be many of us that are suffering in silence. Or we've tried many of these diets. You know, you get all these different diets advertised where you deprive yourself from all sorts of foods, and either you don't lose anything, or some people even start gaining weight, and some they lose it, and then as soon as they go back to the normal routine, then straight away the weight piles back on again. Subhanallah, beautiful spiritual cure, blessings of Surah Fatiha Sharif as well. Subhanallah. So Surah Fatiha 7 times with durood upon the best of creation, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the beginning and end. Perform them upon water and drink that water for at least a duration of 40 days, inshallah. And you will, if Allah wills, start reducing weight, and you'll see a difference, inshallah. Azza wa Jal. In regards to the istikhara request that we received, code word was family. Code word was family. This istikhara, if it was your request, then I'm about to give the reply for the istikhara request. The istikhara has been performed. The indication in the istikhara was of a test, a waqti azmaish, a test, a spiritual cure in regards to, I know it was mentioned in regards to anger and bad behavior during the course of this anger. So I will take the opportunity to recommend a booklet that the founder of Dawat Islami, Amir al-Sunnah, have written in regards to this. It's entitled Cure for Anger in English. And in Urdu, ghusse ka ilaj. Ghusse ka ilaj and cure for anger can be purchased from your Dawud Islami bookshop, Maktabatul Madina. If not, then you can download it from the Dawud Islami website, www.dawatislami.net. Small booklet. Alhamdulillah, Amir al-Sunnah have given many Madini pearls in there, some pearls of wisdom in there in regards to controlling the anger and some spiritual remedies as well. I will give you a spiritual cure in regards to this as well, inshallah, and a few Madini pearls as well. If you do have a pen and notebook handy, then you can make note. It mentions, recite Ya Wadudu just once, with Salat al-Nabi once before and after. So Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu. You don't need to recite it just once. I know I've gone over it 3 times, but you all need to recite this spiritual cure once, Ya Wadudu, with Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once before, once after. Once you've recited, then perform them upon water and then drink this water in 3 sips for a duration of 40 days, inshallah azawajal. Then this overcoming of anger, inshallah azawajal, will recede, inshallah. In regards to some Madini pearls, which I've got a few here in front of me, which I'll mention. When you do feel this anger, sometimes the person, he gets angry and then he overacts, and then afterwards he does have regret as well, but it's too late, you know, the water is already spilled. So when you're about to, or you know, this feeling is about to take over, so some Madni pearls, then if you put these into practice, then inshallah, hopefully you'll overcome this phase of anger. It mentions that when you're about to get angry, stay silent. Don't speak. Another Madini pearl which is mentions here is that make ablution. So your fear is starting to feel anger overcoming you, then go and perform ablution. And another Madini pearl which is mentioned is that sniff water. Like, you know, when you're performing wudu and you sniff water in, up the nose, then sniff some water. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Ji, include another question that we've received. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Haji Saab, my husband has some bad habits and he keeps arguing and fighting with me. The environment at home is quite disturbed. I want my husband to become righteous. I want him to stay away from bad things and stop fighting. Please kindly give me some spiritual remedy for this. And one more I'll mention, Sajid bhai.
Ji.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers, every now and then I suffer from tension. for no apparent reason. Have you got any spiritual cure to remove tension?
Jazakallahu khairan. Please, Hazirai.
Yes, the first one is regarding domestic disputes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send down His mercy and blessings upon your home, remove any domestic conflicts amongst you, and grant you a good environment, unity and love at home. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Here is a very beautiful wazifa Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuh Mulaliyah has given us in his Madani Muzakara. Is very, very powerful wazifa and very easy to read. Ya Wadudo Ya Salamo. Ya Wadudo Ya Salamo. Ya Wadudo Ya Salamo. Recite Ya Wadudo Ya Salamo 100 times daily after every salah. If Allah Azza wa Jalla wills, a loving atmosphere will be established in the home. Recite Blessed Durood Pak once before and once after. Continue the wazifa until the wish is fulfilled. So, Ya Wadudo Ya Salamo 100 times after every salah with Durood Pak once before and once after it, inshaAllah.
So, to include these istikhara before you go for the second spiritual cure, Sajid. So, I've got a code word. Code word is blue. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My daughter is 9 years and does not communicate. Her name is, and her mother's name is, can you please perform? We haven't mentioned istikhara, but to give you a spiritual cure as well, inshallah, we'll perform istikhara. And another one is, Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum assalam, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have 3 brothers out of 5 who are struggling with finding suitable rishtas, suitable proposals. Anytime a potential proposal comes, something or another happens and things do not progress to marriage. This has been a huge stress for my parents. We have since lost my father. May Allah Almighty forgive him, pardon his shortcomings and forgive him and grant him paradise without accountability. Do include them in your precious du'as, inshallah. Inshallah, when we make the du'a at the end, inshallah, we will also include for them. We are wanting an istikhara to be done for them. Names are as follows, name, mother's name. If there is a suitable wazifa to be recited, if you can please advise accordingly. Jazakallahu khairan. Okay. And there's one spiritual cure, if I can mention, Sajibai, if you can just also take note of this. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hope you're well. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil alameen, ala kulli hal. We hope you're well as well. Can I please have a wazifa for snoring? Jazakallah. I'll let you carry on and I'll do this istikhara because we are very close to the end of time as well.
A request came, a wazifa for tension. Please, brother, don't let negatively thoughts come close to you. Keep pushing them away. When a person thinks too much, tension increases, and if it is not controlled, it gradually leads to anxiety and depression. So here is a very beautiful wazifa for tension. Recite Allahu Samad, Allahu Samad, Allahu Samad 100 times after every salah. One will be protected from sadness, tension, anxiety, difficulties, and worries, inshaAllah al-Kareem. So, Allahu Samad 100 times after every salah, with Durood Pak once before and once after it.
Okay, so regarding the 3 brothers who are struggling, I know you've mentioned 3 brothers out of 5 are struggling for rishta, but you've only sent two brothers' names for istikhara. So, the istikharas have been performed. In regards to the istikhara, the indication is of bhakti azmai, so it's just a test from Allah Almighty. So look, there's no evil eye, nobody's done anything, there's no hindrance, somebody's put a stoppage or anything like that in regards to the marriage. Do keep looking, and I'm about to give you a spiritual cure in regards to this. So if you can take note, if you've got a pen and paper handy, or you can just hold the audio record, and whilst I'm mentioning this, it'll get recorded and you can listen to it after, it'll probably be easier for you. The unmarried person should write, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu 143 times, and make an amulet out of it and tie it around his arm or around his neck. And it mentions that he will get married soon and his married relationship will be strengthened, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. So you can either write it yourself or you can get somebody to write it for you. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu 143 times. And remember, whilst writing Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, you don't need to put the Irab, the Zair Zabar Pesh, don't need to go on there. And remember that those letters, which have a circle, so then keep the circle open. For example, here you'll have the qaf, it's a circle, don't have it colored in, have the circle open. Also the waw, the circle of the waw needs to remain open, and also the circle of the meme needs to remain open. So have this written, make it into an amulet and wear it around your arm or around your neck, and inshallah, if Allah wills, some marriage proposal will come through, and inshallah you will get married. Did you have a spiritual to mention? Okay. And in regards to the second istikhara request, which was code word was blue. Code word was blue. In regards to the istikhara reply, has the indication has come back as bhakti, as maish, as a test from Allah Almighty. I know you mentioned that your daughter doesn't communicate. I would recommend that you visit your nearest spiritual cures stall, get a taweez in regards to this, inshallah azawajal. And the spiritual cure which I'm going to mention is, we are coming to the end of the program as well, so I'm struggling, but it's Durood-e-Shifa. I might not be able to give you reference. It is mentioned in Madani Panj Surah, Durood-e-Shifa. You'll find this, Durood-e-Shifa. So in regards to Durood-e-Shifa, if you can recite this, blow upon water and give that water to drink to your child. And also you can recite this and also perform dham upon your child as well, inshallah. If Allah wills, inshallah, she will start to speak, inshallah. That does bring us to the end of the program. Very quickly, I'll include dua. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. O Allah Almighty, forgive us, our parents, and the whole ummah. Forgive our sins. Give us the ability to do good deeds. O Allah Almighty, those who sent in messages, those who are suffering from any type of illnesses, grant them cure through the air they breathe, through the medicine that they're taking, through the food that they consume. O Allah Almighty, grant all our ill good health. O Allah Almighty, those who are facing problems, remove their problems, remove their difficulties. Those who are facing trials and tribulations and disputes in the home, O Allah Almighty, grant peace and blessings and tranquility in our homes. Grant us peace and comfort in our homes, O Allah Almighty. Grant all our lawful du'as, those who, like the it was mentioned in the message that somebody's father had passed away. O Allah Almighty, forgive all our deceased. O Allah Almighty, grant them paradise without accountability. O Allah Almighty, raise their ranks, pardon their shortcomings, and forgive them. Grant the intercession of the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Allah Almighty, accept all our lawful du'as. Ameen bijahi Nabil Ameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. When is our last moments? Grant us the ability to recite the kalima. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That does bring us to the end of the program. Don't forget to join us. Same time, same place, next week. Where?
Madani channel.
Only on Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad
sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain.